welcome everybody to another episode of The Leadership Drip. I'm your host, Clay Green, and we are back. Today, we are continuing with Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People with Habit 7, which is sharpen the saw. Now, just to give you a heads up, there is an 8th habit. It's a separate book. I will be following up with the 8th habit after this episode in the next episode. So stay tuned for that. But today, we're going to look at sharpening the saw. In Habit 7, sharpen the saw encapsulates the importance of renewal and self-care to maintain a sustainable and effective lifestyle. Just as a saw becomes dull with repeated use, individuals can lose their effectiveness when they neglect self-renewal. Today, we're going to explore Habit 7 and its 4 dimensions and the practical strategies to incorporate continuous renewal into our lives. Habit 7 serves as the foundation for personal and professional growth, as it emphasizes the necessity of regular self-renewal. Covey explains that this habit encompasses 4 dimensions: the physical, mental, social, emotional, and spiritual. Each dimension contributes to our overall well-being and effectiveness, and neglecting any one of them can lead to an imbalance and burnout. In your physical dimension, taking care of your body, the physical dimension entails nurturing our bodies through exercise, proper nutrition, and adequate rest. Covey highlights the significance of adopting a proactive approach to our physical well-being, as a healthy body forms the basis for increased productivity and longevity. Covey suggests engaging in lifelong learning, reading, and acquiring new knowledge. This dimension encourages us to enhance our intellectual capabilities, broaden our perspectives, and cultivate creativity. I once had a college professor that said, "The moment that you stop learning is the day that you die. So keep learning, don't die." Cultivating relationships, the social-emotional dimension focuses on building and nurturing meaningful relationships. Covey highlights the importance of empathetic listening, effective communication, and collaboration. By investing time in building healthy connections, we strengthen our support systems and enhance our emotional intelligence. And then finally, the spiritual dimension. Finding meaning and purpose. The spiritual dimension centers around our core values, beliefs, and purpose. Covey explains that discovering and aligning with our spiritual compass allows us to find meaning in our lives and work. This dimension involves reflection, meditation, and connecting with our inner selves. So, some of the strategies for sharpening the saw. Habit 7 is not a one-time event, but a lifelong commitment to renewal. So take a lot of vacations. Here are practical strategies for incorporating each dimension into our daily lives. Inside of the physical dimension, prioritize self-care. Engage in regular exercise and maintain a balanced diet. Maybe practice some good sleep hygiene and prioritize adequate rest. Take breaks throughout the day to recharge and rejuvenate. In the mental dimension, lifelong learning, let's set aside dedicated time for reading and intellectual pursuits. Explore some new habits. Explore some new hobbies, skills, or subjects that's challenging your thinking. Seek mentors or join communities of like-minded individuals to foster intellectual growth. In the social-emotional dimension, cultivate relationships. Practice active listening and empathy in your interactions. Prioritize quality time with loved ones and friends. Join groups or volunteers for causes that align to your values. And then finally, in the spiritual dimension, reflect and connect. Incorporate mindfulness and meditation practices into your routine. Engage in regular self-reflection to align your actions with your values. Connect with nature, practicing gratitude, or engage in activities that bring you joy. While incorporating Habit 7 may seem straightforward, various challenges can hinder our progress. Identifying and addressing these barriers is crucial to maintain consistency and effectiveness in our self-renewal journey. Time management, Prioritize self-renewal activities in your schedule. Accountability. Seek support from an accountability partner or join a mastermind group. Overcoming resistance. Embrace change and step out of your comfort zone. And then perfectionism. Focus on progress, not perfection. And celebrate those small wins. So, as we come to a close for today, and also for the 7 Habits book, Habit 7, or Sharpen the Saw, is an essential component of the 7 Habits framework. By incorporating regular self-renewal in our lives, we can enhance our overall effectiveness and well-being. This habit reminds us not only that we are not machines, but we are complex beings who require continuous care and renewal. By nurturing the physical, mental, social, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, we can maintain a balanced and fulfilling life. Embrace the habit of sharpening the saw and watch as your effectiveness and fulfillment reach new heights. Remember, it's not selfish to prioritize self-renewal. It's an investment in your long-term success and happiness. Start today and embark on a journey of continuous growth, renewal, and effectiveness. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Leadership Drip. If you found today's discussion valuable, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and please leave us a review. Stay tuned for more insightful conversations on leadership and business. Until next time, I'm Clay Green, and I'll catch you leaders on the next episode.